With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Anti-Israel, anti-Semitic protests that have roiled so many college campuses continue to spread across the country. Those demonstrations pose a fresh challenge for President Biden.
The president continues to resist calls to cut off U.S. support for Israel, which has angered liberal lawmakers and Arab Americans. The protests at Columbia University in New York and other campuses also raise questions about Mr. Biden's lagging support from young voters. The White House hopes the protests are a passing distraction, while some worry the protests could carry all the way to the Democratic National Convention in Chicago this summer. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Former President Trump's case for presidential immunity has been heard by the U.S. Supreme Court, and it appears, based on the oral arguments, that the court may agree with the Trump legal team's contention that former presidents are entitled to immunity from certain prosecutions. TikTok is mounting a legal challenge to a U.S. law that would force the social media platform to break ties with its China-based parent company or face a ban in the U.S.
U.S. media had been reporting that TikTok's Chinese parent company, ByteDance, was exploring options to sell the app without the algorithm that powers it. In response, ByteDance said, "Foreign media reports of ByteDance selling TikTok are not true. This makes a ban of the short video app in the U.S. all but likely."
The BBC's Sirinjaya Tiwari says it's estimated TikTok has close to 150 million users in the U.S. Also at SRNNews.com, the reception couldn't have been more welcoming for former President Trump during yesterday's surprise visit to a Manhattan construction site. Chants of USA, USA rang out, along with, "We want Trump." On Wall Street, Dow futures up 61 points. This is SRN News. A satanic invocation sparks controversy in Michigan.
It's not often that chants of "We love Satan" ring out at a government meeting, but that's what happened at a recent session of the Ottawa County Board of Supervisors. A member of the local satanic temple was allowed to deliver the invocation, during which he uttered the words, "Hail Satan." This prompted some protesters gathered in the lobby of the building to chant, "We love Jesus," prompting others to shout, "We love Satan." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
West Virginia Attorney General Patrick Morrissey says the state will ask the U.S. Supreme Court to weigh in on an appeals court ruling that allowed a boy to compete on girls' middle school teams. The 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals panel ruled 2-1 that West Virginia's transgender sports ban violates the rights of the boy under Title IX. That's the landmark federal civil rights law designed in part to protect and encourage female athletics. This is SRN News. Tennessee lawmakers vote to rein in transgenderism.
Tennessee has given its final approval on legislation criminalizing adults who help minors receive transgender treatments without parental consent. Thursday's action clears the way for the first in the nation proposal to be sent to Governor Bill Lee's desk for his signature. The bill mirrors almost the same language from an anti-abortion trafficking proposal Tennessee Republican lawmakers approved just a day prior. In that version, supporters are hoping to stop adults from helping young people obtain abortions without permission from their parents or guardians. Keith Peters reporting.
America's poultry producers will have to reduce salmonella bacteria in certain chicken products to very low levels to prevent food poisoning. That according to a new Department of Agriculture rule. Salmonella poisoning is estimated to affect more than 1.3 million people in the United States each year. More details at SRNNews.com.